then you're right.
Yeah, I can't. That's not the way to do it. You can't put it in one job.
Yeah. This way you've got to do one time. So my wife, that's the same head to them.
Yeah.
My wife's talking about the same thing, but she takes it off from time to time. So yeah, you're right. It's the same thing, Tucker. Very good. It's great. I must tell you something. That's an interesting thing. Most of you like this. Someone talking about a Shiloh on Shabbos actually. He opened his cupboard door. And outside, out of his cupboard, Moishi, his mobile phone fell into a bowl of water in the sink. Wow. I said, you come to the right guy, we're talking about this on Hilton's Muxa. Now, Moishi, can you take that phone out of the water?
No. No, it's Muxa.
They must realise that the time is of the essence here, yeah? Because the longer it seeps in that water, the more damage you're going to do to the phone.
You can ask the long tube. Why can't you ask the long tube to him?
What is this? What is this phone? This mobile phone is a case of this. Now, to take the phone out and save it, what is that called? That's Mechamel Tzeil. That you can't do. You can't save a case of Issa and Mechamel Tzeil. You can't take out a case of Issa to protect it. So you could take out, so good from Krebs. So Dorit says that if you want to use it, if it's an alarm clock, let's say, I think it would be working with an alarm clock, I'd be surprised it's working. But if it's something that you can still use.
Can I switch the alarm clock off on Shabbos? That's what I'd like to know.
No, you can't do it, you can't do it. So, not all, he wants to do what you call it, so the mice, and that falls in, yeah? So, what's the alarm clock? So why we haven't come across this yet, it's quite right though. One of the hitam helps us muxa is that you'll see this by the sound that you can move muxa with a shimmy. But we're talking about normally, the way we're talking about normals. Mm. So the chay take out you can't do. What you could do, I think we spoke about this last time, we said Muhammad is saying you can't go get it, but you can make a pretext to use it, yeah? Someone's got a hammer in the garden and it's raining outside, he's like, what am I going to do? The mice is going to get wet. If he's got some nuts at home, a coconut, and he's got no nutcracker, he can say, you know what, I'm going to have a coconut on Shabbos. So then he can bring the ham in, even before he needs it, and he can bring in, you can make a pretext to use it. Or who I think if the ham is in a place where it disturbs you, and whilst you want to walk past there, and you can't get it, that's funny, you've got a huge garden, for example, you've got a ham in the middle of the pathway there, and you can walk everywhere around it, then you can't use that. If his mum is blocking an area, you want to use that, you could use it. Yeah. Here, the eighth will be to say you need the bowl. To use the bowl for something.
So pour the water out.
Use the bowl. Yeah, but you have to use the bowl for something.
No, I'm saying, why can't you pour the water out with the mobile and it'll go down the sink and the mobile will come out of the water? Why can't you do it that way?
Because you must do tilt without sand or serve double also. If you're pouring
out. Say you want the bowl.
If you want the bowl, that's what you could do. If you want the bowl, you could tilt the bowl and use the bowl. To tilt the bowl and just use it and just get your phone out, that you can't do. But otherwise, that's good. Yeah, very good. This is a bit of a quick recap of what we learned. Good child, actually, fine. So we learned about Hilchos Tefillin. We're talking about Tefillin. And we said that Tefillin is a big shiloh. It's case after Issa or is it case after Heta? Because what came out was the Ikka Halacha is that we're machmir. We treat Tefillin as case after Issa. So you can only move it in the circle from a koma. If someone's stuck, then he can take on, it's got a big case of the Heta, and you can move it even Muhammad and Seba. But otherwise, generally, we take on that Tefillin, they've got a dinner case of the Heta.
Tefillin's
a Muxa. We shouldn't move that, unless you need a Tzoko Mekomi. You've got your talis back, for example, you need to get your talis out, so that's a Tzoko Mekomi. You need to get the thing out, so you'll have to do that. That's what you'll have to do.
So you can take the talis out on Shabbos, and you can open the zip, and you
can put it
around the
Tabatel,
like that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Now, here's an interesting shayla today. The shayla today, Moishi, when there's a shayla, I'm a zusa that's fallen down. Now, it's not so uncommon, the shayla, actually. It has happened before. Shayla is now, what happens, I must tell you, before I started looking into the shayla, I thought, a zusa is definitely a muksa. Because it was on the door when Shabbos came in. I see your muksa das, that mazusa, you never had in mind. It's like a door handle that comes off the door, yeah? Chayra, all these things are muksa. Let's just start from the beginning. And that is, at the time we started the Hilchos Muksa, so Nehemiah realized everyone's very lax in Hilchos Muksa. So he made a very far-reaching gezeira that all Kenyan you can't touch. And as things went on, he became more lenient. That's how it started, yeah? Interestingly enough, even the Kenyan Shlatel Heta is not a free-for-all. What's an example of a case after the Heta, Rabbi? Someone give me an example of a case after the Heta?
Knife and fork.
What else besides the case after the Heta? Pots and pans. Pots and pans are normal case after the Heta. I don't know about case after the Heta. What's the case after the Heta?
Cups.
the captain, garments, got him, knives and forks, glasses, toys. Toys, toy cars, all these things against that letter. Clothing should be allowed. Interestingly enough, in Shulchan Aruch.
That's true.
Give my name, bro.
I can get you one if you want.
Well, shall I have one, won't it?
No.
Shim Paul, you shim Pet.
Shim Ches. Steve Douglas. Case that's the header, Mutter the Talfle, I feel it ain't heard of serve Hakeli, so he's shoving it. Mechaba allows you to move it, Mechaba let's say. In order it doesn't get broken, someone's got a toy car outside in the garden, he's worried about the rain, he's allowed to take it in order that it shouldn't get ruined. Avashan loyal at Sarah Klau is awesome. For no reason, you can't move it.
Okay, you've got
reason.
The Shmush
Kedusha is going to come off, okay? First of all, what means the Machab? Does anyone know who moves the Keli for no reason? What's going on exactly? What is the person doing moving a Keli for no reason at all?
Not the circle
of Kedusha,
you mean not, it's not from the circle
of Kedusha. Not the circle, it's not the circle
of
Kedusha, but why is he moving?
Why is he moving?
What is the case? Machab is mashma, that you can only move it, Machab is mashma, don't say a cloud, if it's no necessity at all, if it's no circle at all, ospitality. What are you doing it for? So this Oracle Shulchan asks actually the Kashrut. What is Kedusha?
Disturbs me.
What?
I'm not on the table, but it disturbs me.
That's a Turk then. That's a Turk.
No, I don't need to sit there. I'm sitting here. We said last time, last week or 2 weeks ago.
That's about Kedusha under Issa. By Kedusha under Issa, you can't say that it disturbs me and I can move it. But Kedusha under Issa, any Turk that you've got from it, you're allowed to move. So someone's got a toy car on his table and he's sitting at the outer room, it disturbs him, he doesn't like it on the table. It's posh, you can move it. No reason why I should have to move that. That's a case of letter, you have to move it. So what is the Mechaba talking about? He said you can't move it. It's very strange. The Aruch Shulman asks this Kasha, what are we talking about? So he says an interesting answer, Aruch Shulman, that is Loshen. If I can find it here. Sorry, Kaloma, it's hard to understand what he's wrong. Going, the Eina Elam is Asif Alma, he's just playing around. But Eina Shul Kavona Batilti. He's got no Kavona whatsoever at all. I must say, I'm not sure what this means. Once you see some people give droshes. So the Moshe, while they're talking, they play with the bottle tops. Now, it's hard to say it's not a Tzoyer, because often it calms a person down. He's doing it for a reason, yeah? It's very hard to know what exactly the example of that he's here, that he's talking about, he can't do it. What is the case? The Maaseh looks like, so he gives an example, and one of the things for him at the Smokster, is he's talking, and while he's talking, he just decides to share it. He's a machine now, what's he doing? Why are you doing that? What's the point of doing it? He says he's just haphazard, just does it. So that's cautionary Tzoyer Klam. Derek Klam, most times, the person who's a Kedah has less heter, there's no problem whatsoever, it's mutter. Says the Mechaba, Kistvei Kodesh v'oichlim, however, Kistvei Kodesh and food, mutter the tal from a fish lozer. That can be moved for no reason whatsoever. That means the person's got no reason whatsoever. He's got Kistvei Kodesh on the table, he's got a safe on the table. He says, you know what, I don't need to, I want to move this Kistvei Kodesh to another place. There's no problem whatsoever. Food as well, he says. No problem whatsoever. He got no tzoret whatsoever. Doesn't need any reason for it whatsoever. But even so, he's allowed to move it on Eichlin and Kisvei Kodesh. There's no Gezeris Mokstra whatsoever. I've finished that tzoret club.
What is Kisvei Kodesh?
What?
How do you describe Kisvei Kodesh? A sitter, a sefer, a tilling?
Anything, which is a tzoret. Anything
which has got tzoret on it.
Everything's got Torah. So Mr. Brewer says over here, Kisvei Kodesh, says over here, Pirish Kolas from Shabbat Rikos, but ain't simply allowed to read from, I'm Shad Shua, in Megillah, I'll come from Megillah, it's another thing, yeah. Then he says, Hu Adin, so now he says, Oichlin is Mutter, yeah? But Hu Adin, the Mr. Brewer wants to suggest, that also Koseis, Ka'orois, Tzluchis, cups, plates, jugs, Sakin, shall gather sugar. All this is on the table, to Dinon Tash, which is very common, Le Chola Alain Torah's Muxa, and they've got a din like Oichel Kisvei Kodesh. So plates, bowls and everything, it's got a din like Kisvei Kodesh and Oichel. Then he says, I came to an entire figure of Zohar Klal, yesh machmirin on these last group. That's knives, forks, spoons and kelim. Somehow one shouldn't move any reason whatsoever. Again, Oichel and Kisvei Kodesh is a free-for-all without any restriction whatsoever. Food and Kisvei Kodesh. Then you've got another thing now, besides that, you've got now a new section about the washable cups and saucers and knives and forks and these sorts of things. What has that got? So which one makes two shitters? In one shitter, it says the Meister got the same header as Oakland, you can move an Oakland club, and others hold no, that has got this header. Okay, I'll say it's not very similar to Gerrit's daughter. So the Chorah Mezuzah is Kisra Kodesh. Oh, but the Chorah, yeah. First of all, you have to know, any Kisra Kodesh, at the point we say, let's say someone's got a very, very expensive Megillah, or very expensive Sefer, on Kisra Kodesh, it won't go to. So the mice, even though it's very expensive, it's good to go there, because someone's got a rare script, the Chorah, yeah, a rare manuscript, Marshall, pastors on Kisra Kodesh, it won't go to at all. So the Chorah, what should come out with this Mezuzah? This mezuzah now, that's on the wall, and now it falls down. So the chayyim is kisvei kodesh, yeah? But, as I said to you, when it came in and Shabbos came in, it was stuck on the wall. And therefore the chayyim, that's a bit worse. So the mincha Shabbos takas is it's osa. That is worse, that's more, it's more chomor, it's got a dinner moksa. And therefore it's osa to move a mezuzah that falls on the floor on Shabbos. Unless you do with the shin, obviously. And he says, if it's derech bezoyin, it's also a chiddush actually, this he says, if it's derech bezoyin, the moshe, let's say you found it in the garden, it might rain. If it's derech bezoyin, it might be degraded there. Then there's a special header, you could move it derech bezoyin, because it's derech
bezoyin. You mean the dining room,
what's the difference? It's derech bezoyin, it's
on the side. It's
on the floor. It's talking about on the floor. He says, only derech bezoyin you can move it.
So why is it bezoyin if your position is on the floor? That is a bezoyin.
So what's the, where's the answer?
I don't know.
What's the case where he asked it? There is no means that someone's going to walk over the chora. I mean, if it's on the side, let's say it fell down at the side and it's mummy's tucked it over here.
So nobody's going to walk.
They're not going to walk there. Mummy's at the side over here. The chora, let's say, I hear it. Mummy's going to walk there. The chora, that case there will be you shouldn't do it on. Mice are many possible disagreements, actually. And they tie that a mezuzah is not a mukzah. It's a chiddush. I don't understand the swara. They say a swara that since it's so chosh on mezuzah, it doesn't become part of the door. Doesn't become part of the doorpost. So maybe chiddush. They say about so choshuv a mezuzah, it doesn't become part of the doorpost. It always keeps its own identity.
Yeah.
And if it falls off, there's no problem at all. Obviously, you can't put it back on again on Shabbos. You can't stick it back in again past on Shabbos. Yeah, that might be shalom minyan. But the chayyim, they tie it. There's no problem.
You can ask the goy to put it back in there. You'll see what's it.
No, it's a good shot. I don't know if it helped.
Pick it up. Pick it up and put it back in.
Yeah. No, it's a good shot. I had this once actually. Someone told me he had this shot once. He had a door frame taken off by a goy. The meister took the mezuzah off. And when he came back again, the mezuzah was back on again. So I said, what happened? He said, of course, I know about this before. I said, you know, I know you must have mezuzah off. He said, I'll put it back on for you. Oh, that's no good. It has to be done by a Bach Yuma. But nice idea. Maybe for Shabbos it might help at all if it doesn't. But Chayra, that is the Chayra problematic. So again, what comes out with the Mezuzah is the Tehillah and the David, but is it the Tehillah and Mincha Shabbos comes from where else? I think it was the Mincha Shabbos. Mincha Shabbos. Mincha Shabbos is Machmah and Mezuzah on the floor. Unless it's Derech Bezoyin. But most poskim seem to take on that mezuzah on the floor is not muksa, and therefore one can move it to the side. One can pick it up, and one can move it to the side. That's what most poskim hold. The mezuzah case itself, though, the poskim take on is muksa. Mm-hmm. Interesting. The mezuzah case itself is muksa. The mezuzah case falls, that is muksa. One should not pick up the mezuzah case itself. Separate. It's got different dins. That's the normal dins. Attached to the wall. Anything which is attached to the wall and falls down, shall count as muksa. It's like a door handle. What? If it's
the mezuzah
is
inside the case.
Yeah, so maybe it's top of the mezuzah. If the mezuzah, he's asking, if the mezuzah is inside the case, Chora, then it's top of the mezuzah. Though. So you can pick the whole thing up, probably. Then you can pick the whole thing up, put it aside. Yeah.
So why didn't do it with the shin? I didn't
know. If you do it with a shin, if you move moksa with a shin, you can. In fact, no one holds a moving a moksa with a shin, but I might say, yeah, could be, you can. That's the halacha of mezuzah. Okay, not a mezuzah. A mezuzah that falls down, most possible take on, it's not moksa, and a person may pick it up and put it to the side. And mincha Shabbos is machme, and only allowed to derech bezoyin. I tell you what comes out also from this, very interesting. What about a talis that got ripped on Shabbos? Let's say the tzitzis came off.
Came off.
Is that talis now moksa? Or someone's got a talis, you brought a brand new talis from a shop, and he's not had a chance to put the talis with the tzitzis on, and it's lying around, he wants to move it, he wants to put it away. Is he allowed to move it? Is it moksa? What? I wouldn't have thought it's muksa actually. I would have thought the chayyim got no use, you can't live with it. But the maaser, a lot of the personal table has got a use because you can lend it to someone. Sheila, if you lend a beggar of four corners, to someone, he's put on scissors really straight away. He's not required to put scissors on, so you couldn't let him beg it out. I must say, many years ago, I must say, I was at Robert Lynch's time, well, I should have dressed up as a Cain Godwin. So someone stopped me, of course, I'm talking to Hoffman, actually, stopped me, said, I must tell you that you need to put, it was a four-cornered beggar. So someone stopped me and said, I must say that you should put scissors on that thing.
If it's yours?
It was mine, I mean. Yeah, I didn't rent it, I bought it, it was mine. I bought it as a thing. So I said to him, I'll tell you the truth, it's mine, but I'm lending it to my son. It's a shame, he's only borrowing it. So he said to me, he doesn't think that's right, he doesn't think that's a heter. Anyway, if I said, okay, I have a seller, I was afterwards by Rav Osher, because I said, I'm Purim, and I asked Mishala, yeah, he said, I don't think it's Mechoyim, it's actually said to me. It belongs to the father, it's the father's beggar. We pass it, anybody wear it though, and I say, Ika Disney, anybody wear it. So this thing over here, the Chora, you use it once a year, and it's given to every child differently. The Chora, I don't think he sits this on. He won the first one, wasn't so happy about that, but I say, it's interesting. Anyways, now the Shai is this beggar over here that's got no sits on, so many possible holders, no problem amongst on that beggar. Because you couldn't lend it to someone else. Someone else could borrow that beggar, he's not the Chora, says, if I lend you a beggar, a four-cornered garment, it's got no sits on, you're allowed to wear it. After 30 days, you use it, maybe there's a mitzvah rabbon, or maybe a chiyah to put scissors on. But there's no chiyah to put scissors on the beggar. So many possible times, there's no problem that it's mukzah. The tzitzis itself was a big shah. I must tell you, this is very interesting, is actually the tzitzis itself. That means, let me buy a tzitzis, for example, that are brand new. So you've got them in the bag, brand new tzitzis to put on, that's mukzah. The vial is useless. It's got no, so strings by itself, it's got no chashivas in itself. And therefore, those are mukzah, that's muskul kuryalma. What the shayla is, I don't know, I'm not so clear about this. I once was walking in the shul and I saw a string lying on the floor. A chutzit sitzis lying on the floor. Can you pick that up?
Can you put it in a sitzit?
That's what you say, use a bookmark. Let's say you don't intend to use a bookmark. You mean now you want to use a bookmark? Shayla is mukzah. This string is mukzah, it's useless now. There's nothing you can do with this string. The apostle says takamuksa. Because even though a kedi, which part of it broke off, delishness from a kedi is not muksa, he's going to put it back on again afterwards, so it doesn't lose its kedi. This you're not going to put back onto the beggar again. So the chora, this case over here is much worse. If you see a loose sitzis on the ground, the chora, that sitzis is muksa.
A piece of a sitzis, paper comes up, it hasn't got any words on it, tears off the sitzis, it's going to become muksa as well.
First of all, that might have to go to Seamus. I'm not sure if a sitzis has to go to Seamus. It doesn't have to go to Seamus. It's got kedushin. He's asking, why do you see on the floor a little piece of a sitzis? It's got a black piece of paper.
Why can't you use this sitzis like for a book?
That's what they're asking. I have to shut up. They're asking why can't you use a bookmark? Well, it's got your structure. I have to shut up. The mice said the piskei chua is Yibuz's mutter. I don't understand why. He says it's mutter. You saw I couldn't find why it's mutter. But the mice said, in the safer I was looking at, he says, take the problem. It's take a mutter. Okay, we have to check. Why can't you use it as a bookmark? Why can't you use it as a bookmark? Okay, no worries then.
Start.
Yes, right.